You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. It has been a windy week. Hello, Danny.
Hello, hello.
And we've got Maestro Mark in the studio as always. Before every Tuesday before the Melbourne Community Orchestra plays, I get to spend the day with you, and I love it, Mark. Welcome back.
Oh, I love being here. You know that.
So, Danny, how was Hurricane Week for you in the studio here? I had to run the brothers again, which, you know what? We get great reviews. Everybody's always like, we'd love to hear you with the brothers. I had, Mark, we have a, it's a 2 years old. No, it's a year old. It's a year old, but whenever I can't be here, I call and I'll go run the tape with the brothers. It's got all my brothers here. We were all in the studio.
Great.
And it was a terrible day. We were actually here for a funeral. Which we called a birthday party instead. It was a celebration of life. But we were all in the studio, and it was all still comedy and laughter. We were all laughing, and the fact that what brought us together was not the greatest thing. We had a good day in the studio that day. So when I can't be here, it's like, run the brothers. Run the brothers, and all of our Michigan friends always tune in because that's where we're from. So they love to hear me and the brothers
like
together.
Bring us together, but on the flip side, you get to see everybody.
Oh, yeah. And, nothing for nothing, I see my brothers a lot. So, Keith has a room in my home, and Scott's a fixture, and his kids live with me. And
okay.
Yeah, we're a village. We are a village getting bigger. And but did you have any damage, Danny?
To the home? No, just a fence down.
There's a fence
down? Here, I'm at the studio. We lost power. And
Coco had a tornado that took out a couple businesses.
Cocoa Beach did. Actually took out the drama teacher at Satellite, her mom's house.
Okay.
Cocoa Beach.
Yeah, because it was, this was a weird storm. Usually I don't freak out over storms, really. Usually in my little cafe, I was the last to leave. You know, the police would be going, are you going to board up? Are you going to leave? It's like, we would put all the boards on except for the door and the in orange paint. We really big on the boards, right? We're open because we stay open to the last minute because people still need to eat.
Absolutely.
If they lose power, we have the generators. We charge everybody's phones. You got food going bad, bring it in. We'll cook it for you. You can take it home to the kids.
Nice.
And we've always been that way with the hurricane. So I'm always the last to leave. Of course, if there's a category 3+ heading for us, we're always evacuating to at least Orlando. One time even Tampa. This one, there was nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. There was no really, we're all sitting around going, what's going to happen? And then the weirdest thing ever, for the first time, and I have to tell you, we can't watch our local news because they want the ratings. This is no lie. I have a picture on my Facebook page from a few years back. Not going to tell you who it is. I'm not going to bash this newscaster because he's great at storms. But he literally was standing in a hole on the beach. They had wind going on his windbreaker jacket. One of my friends went behind him and went, it's all fine. It's all good. Because
nice.
It was totally make-believe. And it's, don't scare us. Tell us straight up like it was. When our sheriff got on the news and start talking, you knew he's telling it straight up.
Yep.
It's like, don't panic. Don't panic, because the newscasters, they get everybody in a panic. So you have people who have only been here. I have, part of my village has only been here a couple years. One of them was, freaking out, wanting to take the kids and go north. And it's like, like, let's just listen to the facts, not the newscaster. So this is out there for you newscasters. Stop standing in the holes. Don't put the windbreaker on, have somebody spray water on you and spray a little air your way. Tell it like it is so we know how to prepare properly. On the beach, and Mark, you and I live pretty close together, we prepared right, I think. We prepared. We moved the debris off the streets.
Yep.
We cleaned up our own places. I know myself.
Outside furniture and stuff, moving
my
all
my hurricane
off,
shutters went on. They did go on that last morning. I believe it was Wednesday morning. We put my hurricane shutters up in both places on the condo. They're just, you know, they just slide together. And we like took weather strapping and strapped them even with the little black things that whatever they're ties, wind ties. I mean, we secured the home. We did leave. I wasn't staying right on the ocean. I did go to the townhouse, but you know what? We didn't lose power.
Nope, not at all.
And
but you know, it was really
no water.
This storm and the one before it was so crazy. I have friends teaching over in the Tampa area. The first one, Helene, that went up.
Yeah.
He told me that he had families that's cars washed away.
Yes.
In the Tampa area.
So isn't this a weird thing? Because so here this storm was coming head on, St. Pete, whatever. We never saw on TV the coming on shore.
Right. And wound up being south of Tampa.
By that. Yeah. So it was like, why are they so hush-hush? Why aren't they showing us what's coming on shore? This was a first for me. Because usually you get those, you know, they're showing a 12-foot wave coming over to whatever. This was the first time TV-wise you could not see really what was happening. We had no clue. Plus, I hate storms in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's when they always come.
And my father used to say, take 2 Tylenol PM and go to bed. But I lost my home one time, and he stayed in it. Like, wasn't this loud, Dad? Like, the whole, you know, metal around our house smashing up, and he was like, no, I just took the dogs and went in the bathroom with a mattress, and I'm like, I can't believe it.
You know, Noelle was seeing water spouts.
I've seen many water spouts.
This last storm.
Yeah.
Her and Pax, I said, get in the house and get inside.
Well, we lucked out again.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, and, you know, we're praying for all those that really, it was devastating to them. But now, on a friendlier note, upping in the sky, I saw a comet 2 days ago. There is
really?
A comet out there that you can see right now. Saw it with my own 2 eyes. I wasn't drinking. What? No foreign objects in me. I saw a comet. While we were driving, Jennifer pulls off the road and goes, that's a comet. That's because she goes, is that a plane? And I go, yes, that's a plane. You know, I'm just talking out my butt like I always do. No, it was a comet, and it was cool. Now I can say I've seen the northern lights. I've seen a comet.
Wow.
I've seen many things I thought were UFOs. Some of them, though, they've got, for the air show, that V thing, the thing that looks like a V. That looks like a UFO, but it is very cool. Have you seen that?
Oh,
when the Blue Angels are flying?
Yeah.
That thing's cool. That thing's cool. But so don't miss the comet. I have to tell you, I was looking a little north to the west, and it was up there.
Isn't that
daylight?
Because in the spring semester, Satellite High School, the musical that they're doing, Pierre and Natasha and the Comet of 1812. That's the name of the musical.
Wow. So, okay. So, everybody, I'm going to repeat it. Might be getting boring, but the orchestra, the Melbourne Community Orchestra, is my favorite event at the Melbourne Auditorium. Now, I have to tell you, I got my Melbourne Orchestra shirt on today. Do I not, Mark?
You walked in with it, and I said, hey, I've seen that.
It's soft and nice. It's because I had an event this morning. This has become our new work shirts.
Really?
Me and Darcy wear these every time we're working because people ask us about it. Today we had, I don't know, 260, 270 people from Health First in the building for a little seminar, and they all saw this shirt. So we had many say, hey, what's that? And I said, it's my favorite thing over here at this auditorium. The music's great.
The food is
show
great.
Is awesome. And let's talk about food for a minute. Right here, what's cooking in the 321? Get your pen and paper. Do we still write on pen and paper? Everybody's doing their texting and whatever. All right.
Put their stuff on
their
phone.
That's right.
I call it my yellow laptop,
your
yellow pen. It never crashes.
Yeah, I'm still old school, you guys. Look, here's my calendar. I'm not Google.
There you go.
It's written. Okay, so 321-437-1567 or 321-305-9906. Okay, those are the numbers. You can text, get any information on our things. We're going to be giving away some tickets and some things here today. Melbourne Seafood's giving away a couple dinners in a little bit.
Wow.
But nice. Those numbers will get you all the information you need on the Melbourne Community Orchestra. Mark, tell us about it this week. What do we got going? And then I'm going to tell you about what's cooking in the 3-2-1 food part.
Well, this is going to be an amazing, amazing concert. You know, sometimes we've done things and we've just had some sort of Halloween theme. Well, instead of just calling it Halloween, let's come up with a different theme. Of course, my brilliant wife, she says, heroes versus villains.
Heroes. Oh, I like that.
Oh, wait.
Especially because I just did the Comic-Con, too.
But wait a minute. We're going to set it up like a prize fight. We're going to do a selection that represents the hero section. Then we're going to have the ring a bell, and the audience is going to vote as to who wins.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
How cool is that? So we'll do the Imperial March from Star Wars, Darth Vader, and then Superman.
Oh, that's cool. Danny, are you coming?
I'm certainly going to try.
Okay, yeah. But you got 2 days, you guys. This is on Wednesday and Thursday. Let's tell everybody about the orchestra, who the orchestra is. Mark, tell them who the orchestra is.
It's a Melbourne Community Orchestra. This is our 35th year. 35 years. And it's amazing. It must be the best kept secret in Brevard, except for when
I'm 36, so it's been around.
Me, I'm 37. Yeah, except for when I'm on this radio station and Kim's talking us up. It seems like people say, like, what's that? I've never heard of it.
I know. What is
It's a total community organization. None of the players are paid.
Totally by donations.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have nothing but donations. In fact, right now we're looking to try to, if you're interested in being a corporate sponsor, can I say that on the air?
Yes.
Please contact us. We had to move our rehearsal place, the place that we've rehearsed.
So let's talk about that. You shared a place, which is at our building, the city building.
It's a city building.
It's in back of it. You shared it with the band.
Right. It was leased to the band. It was leased to the band for nothing.
Okay. It was leased to the band, but not you guys. Why is that? Can we start there?
Sure. Well,
is that talking?
No, 35 years ago,
okay,
the band director at that time, Claire Christie.
Okay.
He's retired and living up in Tennessee now. He said, you know, there needs to be a community orchestra. So as the director of the band, he started the community orchestra. And he was doing both. As it started to grow, he couldn't keep doing both. And then he left. According to him, he told me it was a coup that he was forced out. But he's in his late 80s up in Tennessee, and he's loving life. He follows us on Facebook. So because he started it, all the equipment that was there was used by both groups.
Okay.
All the different percussion equipment.
Okay.
You know, the
Which
chair
is
stands.
Neighborly. That's
yeah,
cool.
I mean, because,
that's a cool thing.
Because it was sort of one organization that somehow sort of morphed and split into two organizations. And the next part of the story is the sad part of the story. You know, I think all of us have lived someplace where we rented a house sometime in our life, or rented an apartment growing up. And I think, you know, if the landlord wanted you to get out, you raised the rent.
Yeah. Well, I've had some terrible landlords.
Well, our rent was raised 96%.
Oh, that's crazy.
And we wanted to negotiate it, and there was no negotiation.
From somebody, though, that's getting the place donated to them also, right?
Yes, but with it being donated, they're responsible for the maintenance of that building.
Okay.
I mean, if the roof collapses, the city's not doing anything with that.
But wouldn't you help with that if something happened like that?
We have offered to help. You know, the general manager has changed, but we've offered to help. Do we need to buy more stands? And we were told no. Well, it got to a point now as the pricing changed, it was like, well, you got to pay a maintenance fee on the percussion stuff you've been using for the last 34 years.
Wow.
And you've got to pay a maintenance fee on chairs and music stands. So it was at a point where we just couldn't afford it. And there was no negotiations involved at all. So we had to search for another rehearsal venue.
Yeah.
And luckily enough, everywhere I turn, I have a former student. The band director at O'Galley High School is a former student of mine.
That's cool.
And we went through the Facilitron program, and now
And is it a nice facility there?
Yes,
it
is. The band room is okay. The band room is beautiful. I mean, the acoustics
well,
are so much better.
Well, I hate that you're farther away from me, but that's not so far. That's
no,
close.
No, no. And you know, yeah. Of course. But now
so
we've now
got. So now, when do you practice?
Thursday nights.
You practice on
Thursday nights from 6:30
to 9. Except for when you're doing the concert.
Right. Yeah. And that those Thursday rehearsals are at the theater at O'Galley.
At O'Galley. At
the O'Galley band room, 6:30 to 9. And the cool thing about our orchestra is, we range as we get older. We range in age, I used to say 14, 15. 15 to 88 is our range of ages.
That's pretty cool.
And it's great because the younger people are learning from some of the more mature musicians. But guess what? The more mature musicians are learning a lot from the younger kids,
So, you
too.
Know, and for all of our listeners here at What's Cooking in the 321 at WWBC, I have to tell you, this is not, if you're sitting back going, oh, this is lame, this is old-fashioned, I'm telling you, I heard an orchestra playing a train. You know that song, Hey Soul Sister?
Yep.
I'm telling you, I probably made them words up. It's probably not even the right words.
No, it is. Hey Soul.
Yeah, I heard an orchestra playing it, and it was cool. I love, you know the songs that you're playing. It's not all like you're doing, what is it, Cheerios.
Well, concertos.
Concertos. Cheerios.
Well, now I have to tell you, we've got a young man,
I'll put that on my shirt.
Paul Wubena, who he's a junior at Edgewood High School up in Merritt Island. And, you know, when we do something with a piano player, we rent
a grand piano. And you know I love that piano. It's my favorite.
Well, he's playing a piece called Totentance, which is really the devil's dance.
The devil's dance.
So, of course,
dance.
that's an evil one. And so he'll be playing that tomorrow and Thursday.
See, I love this stuff. I mean, I've said it on the air many times. I loved MTV Unplugged. MTV Unplugged used to be a show that took, I mean, they would take Pearl Jam and turn their everything
acoustic
off, put them acoustics, let them sit down, and then you'd go, wow, they're real musicians. You know, I've seen a lot of bands who you just thought, you know, they're coming out and making a lot of noise. No, they could actually sing when they called down.
And hear all the real colors,
yes,
too, with acoustic instruments.
Do you remember the time when, you know, it started out Beatles, come on, four-piece band, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it went to the drum machine and where there wasn't even musicians anymore. I love that it's getting back to all musicians again.
Well, let me tell you how it affected musicians. I mean, when I was up in New Jersey before I moved down here, I worked every Friday and Saturday night weddings. It was wedding bands. That doesn't happen anymore. It's all DJs up there
now. I know. Yeah. I very rarely do, because, you know, I do a lot of catering of weddings. Not that I want to, but I do them.
I know a great one that you did.
DJ. And Michael, you know,
you did a great one for me.
I know. Yeah, That's true. I had fun there. But Michael Van Ness is my favorite DJ right now. We work together a lot. And I love the whole DJ thing. But I have to tell you, when I got married, I was the only girl. You know, my parents, they had to have all their friends there. I didn't know three quarters of the people there. Mm-hmm. But we had to have a band and a DJ.
Yep.
And and an acoustic guitarist beforehand, too. You know, because there's music in my family. Not any part of me. I'm tone deaf and can't keep a beat. But we were all about the real people playing.
Yeah, that's just gone. That's gone. And I respect the DJs. Some of the DJs just do great mixing and have just great combinations of things that they're playing.
Well, I cater with some that I got to wear earplugs.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I said some have great
playlists. I
can tell you,
loudest band ever that I've ever catered for was a band called, I want to say Striper. It was a heavy metal Christian rock. Have you ever heard of them? I'm talking the loudest band ever. I've been to many, many concerts in my life. I've seen and toured even with big bands. And I'm telling you, that band, they are famous, Skyper. We did fill the auditorium with 900-some people.
Wow.
I know we fit a lot more than that. But packed, loudest ever. Every one of us that worked had earplugs in. When you would order something, we'd go, what? Mm-hmm. What? Hand signals, please. Yeah, loudest ever. I wish they'd come back, though. They were a nice bunch. They sold T-shirts and autographed Bibles. It was a little different.
Who were they autographed by?
By them.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
I was just wondering.
Jesus.
Was it Moses? Was it God? Was it Jesus?
That's right.
Right.
Who autographed it?
So getting back to that, though, if you think that orchestra music is lame and you're young and you're thinking, oh, that's not for me. That's for my grandma and grandpa. I'm telling you, there's kids there from, I'm telling you, a year old. If they can walk and dance.
Isn't that the best thing?
Yes.
And I, by other groups, they've said to me, how do you get younger people at your concert?
Yes.
How do you get younger people in your performance group?
It's funny. It's fun.
We're inclusive and we want to, I want to say we've only got maybe, I think only three or four high school students, but we probably have eight or nine from Eastern Florida State College who are playing with us.
Mm-hmm.
But
the audience is young.
The audience, it's totally changed from a
so
few years
different.
Ago.
Like, I know the swing time thing. I got to tell you, that is not my favorite kind of music. So the younger generation sort of stays away from that because we're three times as many people as the other.
Well, I talked to Kurt who does, well, it's not swing time, it's called 3-2-1, something like that. He must have heard about
something
your
swing
show.
Time though. Oh, did he?
Yeah, they're not calling themselves swing time. And I've talked to Kurt, I said, your music is aging you out.
Yes. And Len Fallon, I love Len. Len played in when I had the Ocarina Country Club. I'm talking back in like 1998 to 2000. I think I left there 2012 or something. But he played way back in the 1990s.
He is in his 90s, isn't he?
I don't know. I think
he's
younger. I don't know. But he's been around a long time. Yep. But he's still playing the same music.
Yeah. Singing the same tunes. Yeah.
So you have like a show. And
again,
so
we're gonna engage this audience and do all that.
So is anybody dressing up?
I hope that everybody is.
You do?
The orchestra supposed to dress up, and the only thing I'll tell you, myself, I'm gonna be a villain because it's heroes versus villain. I'm gonna be a villain, and my only hint is I'm gonna be a Disney villain.
A Disney villain.
But I won't be Ursula.
You won't be Ursula.
But I will be.
I just watched Cruella de Vil for the first
time. I will be a Disney villain.
This
is
cool.
And of course, in January, we're doing a Disney concert. We're going to do our pajama thing
in
December.
See, that's what I mean. It's music we all know. I love that. I love it.
It's going to be from all the different Disney movies. And I negotiated with the Disney company to get some of their absolute original arrangements that
that's
they're
cool.
sending to us.
That's great.
That happens in January. In November, we're doing our Music Makers of Tomorrow concert, and we rent out one of the theaters at the Oaks. And I want to say it's going to be November 14th or 16th. Let me see whatever that date is. I think it's Saturday the 16th, yes.
Okay.
And we'll do a performance. It's free, and we'll perform, and there'll be something up on the screen that we'll be playing along with. And it's just bringing younger kids in. We have a petting zoo, like in between selections.
Oh,
kids can pick
cool.
up instruments and touch the instruments.
Yeah.
And
that's
we have
great.
A question and
that's
answer
on
thing.
Hibiscus at the Oaks.
Yeah, at Hibiscus. Awesome. First time we did it, we maybe had 30, 40 kids. Now we're looking over 200.
Listen, let's give every caller that texts in, I want tickets to get in on Wednesday and Thursday.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tell them you know me. tell them you know me and. I could have some free tickets
right.
at the door for you
That's
if you know
right.
me.
We'll have free tickets at the door for you.
Free
Everybody
tickets.
Gets in free Wednesday
right.
and Thursday. Text me, hey, I'm coming, so that we know you're coming. We put
in fact,
a
if you want to come
you.
Wednesday and Thursday,
yeah, come Wednesday
I'll work it out and reserve you some seats for Thursday for also for
days.
Free.
You
yep,
are a good
absolutely.
Guy. I don't care what they say
I know.
About you. I don't care what
they
Danny
do say
says
lots.
About you. So I have something huge food-wise.
Okay.
Here's the what's cooking in the 3-2-1 because people are always saying, isn't it a food show? No, what's cooking in the 3-2-1? Is anything happening in stewing in Brevard?
Breaking news.
Breaking news Uh-oh. Here. That's right. Okay.
We should
here
have some music.
We should. So do you have any kosher music? Because I'm talking kosher for a minute. Because everybody wants that delicatessen corned beef and pastrami. I got Cy Ginsburg pastrami and corned beef coming in a truck tomorrow.
What?
50 pounds of it. And we have a delicatessen before, during, and after the Melbourne Community Orchestra plays.
Wow.
That's right. You heard it here. So all you people, seriously, on Facebook, on your where you're eating in Brevard, we're doing real deli.
No, they need to be eating nowhere except
nowhere.
At the bistro.
So even if you think you don't like an orchestra, you're coming, you're having some real corned beef, you're having real pastrami on real rye bread.
Woo!
Okay? I might even slip a little, you know, kraut and what is it, slaw, whatever. We're going to make some Reubens, okay?
Nice.
We can do some kraut and Swiss on there, and we can do a Reuben with a little special dressing on there. We got deli night happening at the Melbourne Auditorium this Wednesday, this Thursday. Tell them the times, Mark.
We start
what time
at 7
we open
o'clock.
The door?
There's a small – we open the doors at 6:15.
Okay, 6:15.
And by the way, you've always had food ready and served
at
that
time. I always
have
ready. When you walk that door at 6 o'clock, you can eat, and you can eat delicatessen food. Danny, are you getting pastrami, corned beef, or are you mixing the two?
I might be mixing the
two. You might be mixing the two.
Leave
I
out
think
the
that's
crot.
Called the Yankee.
Leave out the crot. But,
no, know. I'm not about that
mix
crot, too.
Mix it with some coleslaw and
yes,
some... But they,
yes.
But up north, it's called Russian dressing
Russian
on there,
dressing,
right?
Okay.
Oh,
we're doing,
wow.
We're doing the Kim's Secret Sauce Russian
there
dressing.
There's one
of
them sandwiches
right.
Thursday, I think.
We
I'm
got
gonna make
deli
it.
Night happening
that's
at
awesome.
The orchestra. You know? It's our Halloween treat, okay?
That's
forget
awesome.
The candy. We've got the deli.
Wow.
We've got the deli happening. I hope now it comes in.
Right.
It's all ordered, and it's coming in. Cy Ginsburg is one of the – it's like Cat's Deli. I mean, it is the
right.
real thing. We're going to slice it up thin. It's coming right out of the, you know, cooking. Yeah. Oh,
and if you got kids, cool. She's got great burgers and great dogs.
That's right. I got.
So.
We got
right.
kids. We're kid friendly.
That's right.
We do an all
oh,
beef
my gosh.
Dogs.
Yes.
Bring
yeah.
them on.
And the
yeah.
orchestra's kid friendly. We love having kids
yeah.
there.
So we've got some good vittles going on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Awesome.
Y'all
that's
can
great.
Come in. We're fixing. Fixing, as Kara would say, we got the fixins. We got
nice.
The fixins going on.
That
so,
is awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, I keep saying we want to do a dinner theater type thing.
I know.
This is
I
the
know.
Start of it. So you can come in early. You can get your sandwich. You can sit in the – you can even sit – you can be a bleacher creature and eat your pastrami up in the bleachers
right.
while watching the orchestra.
Right.
Listen, let's talk about your son. Okay, you got a son now that's new to the clan. Okay,
yes, Pax will be 15 on the 27th.
Pax will be 15. Very talented
he's a
guy.
Sophomore, a young right. sophomore, but yeah, today
he had some wisdom teeth pulled.
Well, he had four wisdom.
Oh,
so
I've never had one pulled. I wore braces as a child, just so I wouldn't
know,
have to
so,
do that.
I mean, once he woke up, because they got to put you under. Well, first. They gave him some anxiety medicine to take before he goes in. Well, by the time we got there, it was up in Titusville where it happened, where he had the surgery.
Terrible Titusville.
Oh, my gosh.
Just kidding.
We got our arms around him, walk him in because he's already goofy. Just for,
so I'm
I mean,
bringing
he's,
this
he's,
back. The reason I know this,
he's
that this happened
his words.
Today, I knew that this happened because I reached out to Mark and said, Mark, will you be there today? He's like, of course I'm going to be there, but... They were telling me about Pax. Pax was trying to sing in the back seat, I think, while he's slurring. But it reminded me of Jimmy Fallon had on Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift, right.
He had on Taylor Swift, and it was funny. You know, Jimmy's show's always good, and the banter's going back and forth, and he says, listen, your mom told me that you had your wisdom teeth pulled. And she sent us a video of you.
Oh.
And she had her, you know, the thing around her face and everything, but she kept going, I want a banana. And then she's doing the whining. And then, but it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. If you want to see a good, I guess it's YouTube. What do you watch that stuff on YouTube?
Yeah.
Just put in there Taylor Swift wisdom teeth. Jimmy Fallon, and it will come up. It is worth watching. It's hilarious, but all I could think about was Pax.
I was laughing.
When you
he's
were telling me that,
seat.
I was thinking about Taylor Swift.
Well,
Noelle
said, I got to sit in the back seat with him, you know, so she's in the back seat with him. But he's
such a good mom.
I mean, he's rocking. And then when we got to the house, of course, and you know what the house looks like, well, his room is upstairs, and we get the stairs, and he just starts laughing because he's kind of woke up. He looks at the steps, and he just starts laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I feel
it was so
bad
cute.
For anybody that has to get it. I've never had one out, but I guess it's terrible. Have you ever had yours out, Danny?
No.
No.
I had wisdom teeth, but they weren't impacted. His were impacted.
No, I wore braces just to not have that thing happening.
I got two of them out, and 3 hours later, I was back teaching.
Ugh. You're brave.
But they weren't impacted. They weren't drilling into my jawbone
so,
to get them out.
Not to change the subject, but villains and heroes. We had the Comic-Con this weekend. Pretty packed crowd. It was down a little bit because of the hurricane. A lot of people were, is it still on? Is it still off? We had lots of stuff canceled this week. We had the P-Cars, which is the ham radio guys. They had canceled their Thursday and Friday this week.
And there's no problem with power in the auditorium. There's power fine.
No, we didn't lose power anywhere.
The building behind it, they're not going to have their power fixed till Thursday, that old rehearsal.
Oh, well, karma.
Yeah.
Did I say that? Did I say that in there? I'm not supposed to say that.
Karma.
We were just singing a song.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So, you know, we're here because of Melbourne Seafood. Says to come and be on the show, and that they'll cover it because they're beautiful, wonderful people. I actually saw Nick Moon this week at the gun show. We had the gun show the week before, and he told me to give everybody a chance to get every single week. Now we're going to give away two dinners.
Wow.
At Melbourne Seafood. And if you are what number caller do you think we should let have these tickets? What do you think, Danny? You pick it.
Caller number seven.
Okay, so texter number seven. We live in a text world these days.
Right.
We're going to give you two dinners to Melbourne Seafood. Listen, just so you know, Melbourne Seafood is still around. Their Vieira location closed, but it's only because they're moving to 3705 Mural Road. They're going to move there the 1st of December. I guess that's Rockledge.
Rockledge,
okay. So the Vieira location's moving to, and that actually,
they're trying to escape.
That might be Vieira. They're trying to escape.
Getting closer.
There's
to
a lot of people coming into Vieira. A lot happening there. But listen, remember that they have $29 family meals on Tuesday and Thursdays. They have dollar oysters. On Wednesday, it's all you can eat snow crab.
Wait a minute. What day is the dollar oysters?
All right, let's do this again.
Let's do it all over again here.
$29 family meals.
What's involved with that? Do you know what's involved with that?
Tuesdays and Thursdays, they have dollar oysters.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
No, let me do it one more time. So Melbourne Seafood, here we go. I really need to learn how to read. Let's see here. $29 family meals, okay, period.
Awesome.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's dollar oyster night. Oh, no, let's do it one more time. This is... You get your money with me when I do commercials because I do it 8 times till we get it right.
And there's no limit on the dollar oysters, right?
This is terrible. Somebody retype this for me. Nick Moon, I love you, but okay. $29. I'm going to read it all together and you guys tell me. Ready? $29 family meal Tuesdays and Thursdays. Period.
$29 family meal Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Dollar oysters on Wednesday.
Dollar oysters
Ooh,
on Wednesday. Okay.
And all you can eat snow crab on Fridays. I have to tell you that snow crab's like $39. All you can eat. How much crab can someone eat? A lot?
Yeah.
A lot. Takes a while to
like
get into
them. Snow crab? That's a lot of work. So make sure you stop into one of the Melbourne seafood stations. There's the one on US 1, there's one over Palm Bay Road by Walmart. It's sort of by the Long Doggers there. And then the new one in December when that opens, we're going to let on Mural Road. Still has that $9.99 lunch special. Great value for your money. Thank you, Nick, at Melbourne Seafood for always covering our show. And don't forget to text in for two dinners. We do have a lot happening here in our neck of the woods here. We've got Space Coast Harley Davidson. Total new management and everything. We've got Sabrina. I got to get with Sabrina. They're having a Bikes and Beaches Thursday, October 17th to the 20th. This is a full bar. They have a full bar, ink and iron tattoos, over 100 vendors. That's a lot of vendors. Bikini bike wash and live entertainment. That's happening at the Space Coast Harley Davidson in Palm Bay Road, right there by our favorite Bass Pro Shop. And we want to still get them to show some love and get in there. I need a new fishing pole. Come on. So let's Bass Seafood.
I'm sure all these companies want to be sponsors of the Melbourne Community Orchestra also.
I know. That's right.
Right.
They, you know what? That's what we need. So I know there's a lot of restaurant owners and people working in restaurants listening right now, because I talk to them and they text me. I get more restaurant people, especially servers and chefs. So let your peeps know at the restaurants that Mark's looking for any kind of sponsors,
right.
even little, big.
Right.
There's the VIP section. Tell them about the VIP section.
Oh, the VIP section has just been brilliant. If an individual donates $300 that season, they get to come to the VIP section and rub elbows with some musicians. And
I make awesome hors d'oeuvres.
And I'll be there. Oh, and the VIP section is wonderful because we'll have some fancy
homemade champagne, ice cream.
And all sorts of delicious hors d'oeuvres. That are
champagne.
Just amazing. Absolutely. The champagne is always different. It's always a different color. It's always...
Now, do they, well, you never charge. You're always, it's always free to get in the orchestra.
Yes.
It's always free. So you guys, they got to run somehow. And the shows are great. They really are, you know, can
I
say Brassoli?
Yeah, Brassoli.
Brassoli on, right. Because that was great. That was like a whole Johnny Depp type,
Of course, this May, it's
Pirates of the Caribbean.
This May, it's going to be Medieval Mayhem.
Okay.
And so I'm sure Brassoli is going to be in there somewhere.
Be there, that's right. And so these are good nights, you guys. Listen, a couple other things. We've got Launch Credit Union. This is sort of cool, especially after the hurricane. Maybe this is their idea of a hurricane party. At the Merritt Island branch at 415 Fortenberry. Danny, you know where that is?
Yep.
Yes.
That's near here.
Yep.
Near
it's
you?
Right behind the mall. The street that runs behind the mall.
Okay.
Right behind the mall.
So on 10/16, October 16th, 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., they are having a, this is a first for me, they're hosting a free shred day.
Oh.
You can come up, you can bring up to 5 boxes of anything you want shredded.
Oh.
Important papers, there's a whole list. There's a whole list, and it goes on, of things you can bring to be shredded.
So it's not musical shredding. You know, get musicians shredding.
It's a drive-through event. They need the orchestra standing by while you're getting shredded. But this is Launch Credit Union, Merritt Island Branch. Please bring your stuff. They want to meet you. You know, I can tell you I do a lot of their vendors at a lot of different shows I do, and they give a lot of cool things away, not just the Frisbees. I'm talking about they give pens and all kinds of orange stuff away. So I'm sure that up there they'll be able to give you something cool to take away after you've shredded all
shredding
of your
event.
Shredding event. Who knew? Do we still shred? I have a shredder at home. I think I use it as a garbage can. Do we need to shred anymore? I say I'm never that important, you guys. I'm not that important. You can read all my crap. You can listen to my phone conversations.
Every bank and insurance company can make a mistake and release all of our information.
Right. Yeah,
it seems like it's happening every other day.
I just got to think that from T-Mobile, they stole my, you know, it had your social security. I think it was on CreditWise or one of these credit things said that all of your special stuff was stolen, whatever. I just go, everybody's like, oh, this is awful. I'm like, I'm not that important, y'all. I'm not that important. You can have it all. I'll give it to you. Call me. You know, I said something to, I think it was the police or something. I said something about my social security number, and they go, oh, anybody can get it anyways. So I guess you can just get this stuff anyways. So, yeah. So I guess, though.
Back in the day, that was our identifier.
But, yeah, that's right.
Right?
That's right. So let's take something up to the Launch Credit Union, though, and have it shredded. Okay? 5 boxes. Take
nice.
5 boxes of something. Coming up, this is an upcoming on November 2nd. We're going to be talking about this a lot. Hopefully, we're going to have somebody here from the zoo. You know, the zoo people, I met with them, and they're building that big aquarium.
Right.
Place
have
here.
They even started over there yet?
Well, so I met at ABWA. The person, like one of the designers, really came in, and he did a whole slide presentation for us. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's been on CETA, Viewpoint with CETA.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, it looks cool. I can't wait. So lots of things happening with the zoo, but on November 2nd, we've got Jazzoo. It's Jazzoo, which is coming to the Brevard Zoo. It's going to be 7 p.m., 7 stages, food, and more food.
Jazz at the zoo.
Unlimited drinks, full bar. You must be 21 to get in that night, so it's not for the kids.
Now, are
it's
you doing a, that? Are you
no,
doing that?
No, that okay. is Jazzoo. That's the Brevard Zoo.
Okay.
So we're going to be, hopefully we'll have them here in the studio before November 2nd. I'm going to try to get them in even next week. We've got Downtown Melbourne's Food and Wine Show. We're going to be talking a lot about that also. And this one I haven't been to. You know, I've been trying to give a lot of love to Titusville, but Playa Linda Brewing Company. I can't wait to go there. I haven't been there. I'm sorry that I haven't been there, but they're doing a Playa Fest. It's their 9th annual oyster and fish fry coming up, and we're going to be talking a lot about that. It's $25. The money goes to a great great function, and so I want them in to explain all that and explain that. At our place, we have this weekend, we've got the Fraternal Order of Police coming in on Friday. They're doing their comedy show. And that's what, you should come stop and see that, Mark, because that's a thing. We could start even, we could get a comedian in there to just sort of warm up before we, you know, while we do our dinner and music night. We could have somebody come up there and try to be funny with the people in the audience. We could make fun of them all, you know, talk about what everybody's wearing. And then we could have our food, and we could have then great music.
With my costume, next 2 days, everyone's going to be talking about.
There you go. We'll be talking about. See, so we've got that going on. So don't forget Wednesday and Thursdays, MCO Melbourne Community Orchestra Night, and Deli Night.
That's exciting.
And then Fraternal Order Police is the 18th. That's Friday. We've got the craft fair. This is all at the Melbourne Auditorium, Hibiscus. Right off US-1, we've got the craft fair on the 19th. That's from 3 to 8. That's a first for me, but looking forward to that. The 20th, I have actually in my calendar as Relax Day.
Nice.
That's Relax Day. Can somebody tell me how to relax? Is such a thing? Can we relax?
I mean, going on your little
It's in my calendar. It says Relax Day.
Yeah, go to your place on the beach, prop up your feet.
So I'm living there now. I'm not living between two places. I did spend the night last night with the kids.
You told us that last month before a concert. You said that you were going to the beach.
I'm at the beach.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been there. I've been there a month. Mm-hmm. I've been there almost 30 days. Not every night, but I mean, I've been there the last couple of weeks. I've been there every night, and I love it. It's so zen, and I love zen. And, you know, I'm right there before the element and the Crown Plaza, so I can hear the music, so I can sit on my balcony and hear the music.
So I just got some sort of invite in the mail or something from the Crown Plaza. They've got a new restaurant inside there, Tiki.
I've been to it. I've been there.
Okay.
They put my martini in a plastic glass. Just don't do it. Just say no.
Drink.
Get my circle on my shirt with the line through it. No plastic cups for martini glasses.
Yeah, there was something that, I want to say Monday through Thursday, Brevard residents get 20% off. That's what I got sent. I'm like, what is this all about?
Well, I can tell you this.
I don't know. I haven't been there.
I had like pork Cuban sandwich sliders. It's sort of bar foodie.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't do plastic cups. I'm what would Jennifer call that? She would not foofy. Oh man, I can't think of my word. Bougie. She says I'm bougie. Not boozy, Mark. I see you looking over there. Not boozy. I haven't been drinking much lately. Bougie. What did I just say?
Did they at least put
bougie.
It in?
I'm bougie.
Did
bougie.
They put okay. in red? Did they put in red plastic cups for you?
No. Could they please? Could they please? The place is fun though. I love the staff.
I didn't know anything about it. I just got
so the staff at the Crown is fun. They're coming on the show. We're going to be talking about really everything from storms to the changes. You guys would love it, and I'm moving it to. It's not the prettiest picture, but it's a picture with a history because I do love art. Art is definitely in the eye of the beholder. But I have, and when you walk into, it's in the townhouse still, but there's a picture that's huge, and it looks like a napkin that was crinkled up and then that somebody threw paint on. I'm not saying it's the prettiest thing, but it has a history, okay? Because when, I think it was, one of the hurricanes, Hurricane Jean, Francis, Aaron, one of them truly knocked out all the windows in the Crown Plaza. And this is when it was the Holiday Inn.
Right.
Okay. So.
Tomain Towers?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
People got sick of
it. That's right. So when it was all over the place, I got, my friend called me and he says, Kim, come in here. You got to see this. So I went in there and he goes, take anything you want. We're moving everything out. And they had like railroad cars in the parking lot, and all the furniture from all the rooms was going out there. And he goes, take anything you want because we're just taking everything out of here. And I went over and this picture's light, but huge. I go, all I want is this picture.
Okay.
It's been hanging in my living room ever since. So it is it's the big, when you used to walk into there, you know, it's a main room and here's this huge picture. Yep. It's been in my house forever.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm moving it into the condo and, like I said, not the prettiest thing, but yeah, I'm moving that over. So there's my touch of history.
So you've got your history finger on the beach. Every new place. You know all the different places. That's why I asked. So someone just told me about it recently.
Now, you recently moved. How long have you been there? A year?
14 months now.
Okay, yeah. So we're losing all of our, like, satellite beach sort of restaurants. Some are coming, but, you know, and we had them on the show, the Beef O'Brady's. Is that closed yet?
Oh, yeah, it's closed now.
Okay, so Beef O'Brady's closed.
I understand that Papagallo's is moving there from Beachside.
So I think for a year or two, though.
Oh.
Because I actually talked to Nick, the owner, because, you know, just like they said, Monkey Bar's closing.
He wanted that whole strip thing, Nick, but.
So, but the thing was, you know, their lease, the landlord, it's right. Just like you. You get a landlord, they want to change the rules when you're out of contract.
Right.
That's why I'll write my own contracts. Mm-hmm. I don't go out of contract. It's always my rules. It's hard to get rid of me. Even my friends have been trying to get rid of me for years. They cannot get rid of me. You know, people I date, they try to get rid of me. Just everybody tries to get rid of me. It's hard. It's hard to shed yourself of me. They need to go over to the launch and shred, okay? Because it's hard to get rid of Kim. But I can tell you that, like the Monkey Bar, they said they were closing. We had Dave actually call. We talked about it on the radio. He said, absolutely not. Somebody made an offer. And that's like some broker coming in and going, I got an offer from somebody.
Right.
And then somebody catches on and go, oh, they're selling. No, they're not. If they'll pay that bazillion dollars, you can better believe he's selling and moving next door. So with Nick, it was sort of the same thing. It was bad advice. We had the guy from Ember and Oak mm-hmm. here in the studio. We heard he was closed.
That's right. Last time I was here, we had heard that.
We heard he was closed. He came on the show and said, that's not the story. Same with the Villa Palma, whom I just ate there this past week. It was great. Love Villa Palma, one of my faves. And they said they were closing. No, they had to close because they were 30 years in Cocoa Village, and the landlord wanted his place back. So they took that one and moved it all into the other right. one.
And then redesigned and everything.
Yeah, and it is. Have you been there?
I have not.
Cool. I love it. It's crisp and modern, and they've got a liquor license now because they put more chairs in there.
See, I'm looking for my old Dove world-class veal parmesan. Where do I go
to
get
that?
You know
what? I got to tell you, you can get it there. You can get it there. You can get it at Villa Palma. The my parents' favorite restaurant was the Dove when it was where Cuisine is now.
In Satellite.
Yeah, in Satellite. It was their favorite restaurant. I mean, every, you know, holiday, their anniversary, everything. That's
family
where they
owned
ate.
For years.
Yes. I was really shocked to see the Dove close. Yeah. And, but, so we've got all these places closing, and is anything new, like, opening? Where are you eating? What's to eat near you now?
Well, where are we eating? Well, you know something? Down South Beach, we tried this place, BB's on the Beach.
BB's on the Beach. Oh, yeah. Okay, so
little
that's...
place, but I mean...
That's right before Nance Park, right before the Boardwalk Pizza.
Yeah, and I mean, now...
Okay, so it's hard to get parking, right?
Well, and...
Let's say the good and the bad. I hear the food's great.
You've got a little strip of... Basically, it's a...
Like a hotel?
Room,
what
is
it? Okay.
And there's somebody there that will... Park your car.
I'm going to go there and I'm going to park cars keep going.
And then you got to walk down to the beach. Now, the vibe is really cool. And there's nothing inside. There's nothing inside. It's
so
only
you
outside.
Don't eat, there's no eating outside.
Yeah.
I mean, inside, just outside.
You're right. Right. Because I said, is there a restaurant
inside?
They said, no. Some canned music. It was okay. Okay. It was, but, you know, having a couple of drinks right there on the sand dune and a couple of great appetizers was kind of nice.
Yeah.
In the late afternoon. You
so
know?
Now you can do that on my balcony.
Oh, there you go. That'd be perfect.
So
so we go there. We go to Goombay's.
Okay.
We sort of
I heard
like
they
that.
Have a great shrimp taco.
Yeah, they
okay.
do.
Right.
Jack, we're just having... Yeah. Our life is so wacky.
I know. See, and I'm still just eating at Scott's on Fifth.
And you know, and we keep talking about that we want to go there.
You haven't been there yet.
No,
okay,
we keep
so
talking
you
about
and I,
going there.
Because
now,
instead of doing critiquing food, we're going to critique indoor
music
not being played, what they're playing.
Right, music with food, right.
Because
oh,
it's the best there.
Right. Oh, by the way, we went to Sumo's last night.
Sumo's is in the
next
Plaza
to Publ- right,
Publix.
Right, next to Publix.
Okay.
Their sushi's amazing.
It is.
And I've gone to 4, 5, 6 different sushi places.
So, you know,
places.
My place used to be right next door to them where Frankie's is now.
Yeah.
Frankie's closed on Wickham Road. They're all closing. I'm telling you. It's very scary. It just saddens me to see these restaurants who have been around as long as, you
right.
know, we opened in 1994. There's not many of us left. That have, like, the Dove was there, my gosh, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're closing because we can't handle the employees' wages. It's killing us.
So what's the deal with where the Green Turtle used to be? They're knocking it down and they're going to put a Chipotle.
I there. Heard that.
But wait a minute. There's
Is
already,
that real?
There's a couple of Mexican places. Cazadores,
wait,
I love. Mess is right
but
across the
But do you
the...
really think that is Chipotle's going in there? Do we have confirmation on that? If somebody out there and what's cooking in the 321 where you can hear us and you know what's really going there.
They
is
leveled
it really
the building.
Chipotle?
They leveled the building.
They leveled the building, and I was glad that they made them get all this stuff cleaned up pretty well before that hurricane. Because right. I'm like, oh, my God, that's a whole
of course,
lot of cement
and
hurling.
And Winn-Dixie is becoming an Aldi's.
It's becoming an Aldi's, and everybody in there is losing their jobs. They've gave them an opportunity to reapply for Aldi. I think that's terrible. I have that really from two people who work there that I know well has told me they had to go online, reapply for the jobs. They're
wow.
not guaranteed their jobs. I said, that's terrible. They've been there for years.
Right, and all these really stripped down with the amount of people that work there.
But Chipotle, let's go back to Chipotle. I'm not saying I dislike Chipotle. I have a place similar to Chipotle, Mucho Mahalo in the Eastern Florida State College, right next to my burger place and my coffee place, is a little bit like there where, you know, they're making burritos, they're making these things. But I just don't see that working on the beach. We don't have the population. People don't cross that bridge unless they're going to the beach. They're not coming over there.
People on beachside don't
beach,
want to cross.
That's right.
And go
we
back.
Don't. Listen, I tell everybody when I grew up, my father, I mean, when I get turned 16 and could drive, he's like, you're not allowed to cross the bridge. If you get caught across the bridge, you will lose your keys, you will lose your car, you will not be able to drive again, ever, never, ever, for the rest of your life. Okay, Dad, I'm not crossing that bridge, not even on foot. But we were almost, like, afraid of it. What's on the other side of the bridge? You know, we were afraid of it. And, like, I was in Melbourne Beach. I wasn't allowed to cross Fifth Avenue, wasn't allowed to cross that bridge. You know, I thought it was, like, the world is flat.
Yeah, but it's also
you fall off.
It's also this beach vibe, you know, that I tried to explain to Noelle when we moved over beach. I said, you know, people beachside are really particular about living beachside.
Yes.
And she says, oh, that's silly.
No, it's not.
Well, guess what? A year later, if I say to her, let's go, she goes, oh, do we have to go mainland for that?
You know what? So my niece is the best thing because in Michigan, they drive so far to go everywhere. They
right.
drive 12 miles to go to dinner. If I drive 2 miles, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to put a bra on. Sorry,
no.
guys. Sorry, guys.
No.
But, you know, I'm like, it's 4 miles to the other side of the bridge, right? That seems so far. It's like, I got to go that far? I don't want to go that far. It's just across the bridge. Now, I can tell you, I love my FM pizza. Tonight is trivia night. So I cross that bridge. I slither on over that bridge to FM pizza. I play my trivia. You know we were winners. We were big winners there at trivia. There's the little Irish little
cottage. By
yeah.
the way, they're doing these 2-for-1 hamburgers right now.
2-for-1 hamburgers at the cottage.
I mean,
you know what? There's your free shout-out cottage because
right,
I love
you, go
you
to,
guys.
You go to the Facebook their Facebook page.
Okay.
And two for one burgers.
2-for-1 burgers. Huh.
Yep. Have you been to that? We talked about this a little bit last time. The Italian Tavern. That's North Satellite Beach there. It's where the Greek restaurant is in that area.
So it's by Nicky's. And
yes.
It's called like Vinny and Villos or whatever. It's Italian tavern. Yeah, it's like very Italian. Yes. So I did go in there.
Very, very small menu.
Okay, but I can tell you this. I went in there with my children who want spaghetti.
Right.
They want like just a linguine even. They'll go with fettuccine, but they don't want the foo-foo-y.
Not happening.
They couldn't do it. They could not do it. We left. There was nothing on that menu for my kids.
Yeah, we
they just didn't want it.
We looked at the same thing, but they started making wood fire FM pizza. Maybe they started making wood fire pizzas.
Okay. Oh, so my kids would like that.
Which are really pretty good.
Yeah, I love FM pizza.
And it's nothing big. They're all just like that big.
But have you been to FM pizza?
I have not, and I know people have raved about it.
They have this brie with fig jam.
Oh.
And bread that's to die for. Yeah, make that my last meal when I go to jail, Danny. Before you bail me out, get me my last meal of brie. And
I think it's pretty important that she thinks you're going to come bail her out.
Yeah, really?
Before
Told
you
I'm hard
bail
to get
out.
Rid of. Very hard to get rid of.
Nice.
So there is a lot happening. And see, in the music and food world, there's a lot happening here. And I just don't feel like it's good. I still hear people that are trying to find a place and open a restaurant. Don't do it. Just say no. It's getting tough. It's getting very tough.
I haven't heard anything about the Tide and Tonic. I haven't.
Tide and Tonic. I went to, and I got to be honest with you, not going back.
Okay.
Not paying $17 for a bad drink.
What?
Not.
Oh wow. What do you think is going to go in where that Burger King used to be?
Oh, probably nothing. It'll sit vacant. How about Waffle House? Give me a Waffle House. Listen, I just got a couple. I get just a couple things.
Have you gotten any texts towards the dinners yet?
What's that one?
The text that you asked for.
Our phones are ringing up, so I hope so. And our free tickets to the Melbourne Orchestra. Listen, I'm going to just put that out there again. 321-437-1567. 321-305-9906. This weekend, make sure you come to the FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police, the comedy show. It's a really good show. Make sure you come in for the orchestra on Wednesday and Thursday. Make sure you come get a pastrami and corned beef sandwich. Unless that truck gets held up, we're doing that. Let's all relax on 20th, and thank God that we came through this hurricane without anything too terrible happen. A little electric, we can live without that. Don't forget Halloween at the Melbourne. We've got Halloween, our Halloween day at the at Maud, the Melbourne, it's called the Halloween Spooktacular. Indoor trick-or-treat, 10 to 2. It's free. A lot happening that day. I'm cooking food that day. We might have deli left over for that day. But listen, thanks for Danny's giving me the two-minute signal, the one-minute signal. Danny, do we have a minute or no? You want to tell anybody what you're doing?
20 seconds.
20 seconds. 20 seconds is good because I need to tell everybody that Breakfast with Santa is December 14th, 9 to 10:30. That's Saturday. That's a really cool day. It is spaces limited. Pre-registration is required. Register online, over the phone, or in person. Enjoy a delicious breakfast. It's through Melbourne, Play Melbourne. It's at the Wickham Park Community Center, 321-608-7490. There we go. I covered everything. I'm going to be talking about the Dark Garden next week and got lots of things coming up. You guys have a great week.
Thanks for the invitation.
Maestro Mark.
Thank you for the invitation,
Mark. It's always nice as always, and I'll see you Wednesday.
That's tomorrow.
Bye, everybody, from What's Cooking in the 321.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows, ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.